This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive. Use your best judgment.
People have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal rights? I can do anything I want to these people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's gonna happen when I get out of here? You better step in your brain that I murdered somebody. What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone.
Hello, welcome to the Box Online Heavy Metal Show. Box Online Heavy Metal Show can be found at boxonline.com. The box is spelled two X's. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Box Online Heavy Metal Show is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you want to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. This episode is actually part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, which is 30 podcasts in 30 days. Now, I'm lucky because I have more than one podcast, so I don't have to worry about scrambling to come up with a subject each day. In this case, on each weekend, I should say, I've been doing music shows, and this is the second one I've done in a month after, I think, only doing like one, maybe two in the past year. And I'm going to explain a little bit about that in a minute, but first, I'm going to play a song by the band Amplified Heat. This is called Biscuits and Gravy.
Thank you.
Sounds Amplified Heat. That's the Ortiz, I think they're brothers. Jim, Jan, and Chris. They're out of Austin, Texas. First, I apologize. I don't know why my mic sounds like this. I thought that I had fixed it, but it almost sounds like messed up auto-tune. Irritating. Anyway, this, like I said before, this is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting challenge. I don't know if I ever, I think I will. All right, shut up. let me gather my thoughts. In the meantime, here's Crimson Devils with Bringing the Storm. Also out of Austin, Texas, as Jake, Jason, Kenny, and Kurt, Crimson Devils. Pretty good song. Anyway, now I know. Years ago, I was part of the original Box Online. Now, for those of you who do not remember the golden age of the internet, like, what was it, 98, 99, something like that. Box Online had the largest collection of live heavy metal concert photographs on the web. It was started by a couple of friends of mine, and they had had it going for a few years. In fact, the box in Box Online was originally part of the Lament configuration from Hellraiser, the Clive Barker books. But they used the image, and Clive Barker, well, not Clive Barker, but the Hellraiser people got in touch with them, said, nah, don't use that. So they changed it, you know. But they were around for a few years before I got involved with the website. I was doing, actually, mostly what I was doing was helping the founders settle arguments. It's like I was the third vote. And by the way, my partnership was bought for a dollar. I don't think I ever got that. Nah, never mind. Anyway, so what happened was we had two or three photographers, not including the two founders, who would go out. One of the founders would arrange for press credentials, basically, and we'd send the guys out. They'd go. They'd get to see a free concert and take pictures for the first three songs. Then they'd be able to hang out. And then they would just get them to us, get them to me. I would crop them in Photoshop. I made a thumbnail, and of course the full version. I'd clean it up, position it right so that the pictures look better. Not look better, just look more web friendly. All right. And then I'd send them over to the other founder, who would also do interviews that we had on the site. I'd give it to him, he'd put it up, and boom, that's how we go. It was going all well until one day. And I'll talk about that one day in a little bit. But first, here's Destroyer of Light with a Forbidden Zombie Ritual.
Yeah.
Okay. So the day came when everything fell apart, mostly due to the actions of, well, me. I had gotten involved with the website because I was friends with one of the guys, and then I became friends with the others. I was not a big fan of heavy metal music. For example, I don't like Ozzy Osbourne's voice. I did not like Black Sabbath at all. And so I got involved simply because my friends were. And so the more I hung around them, the more I listened to heavy metal. So now, you know, I have a, if not an appreciation for some of it, I at least have a healthy respect for it, which is more than a lot of people, you know. And he and I had a falling out. And so I left the website, and he and I, we speak very infrequently now. And then after that, after I left, he just could not get along with the other founder any longer. I'm not sure what happened there. I want to ask, but at the same time, I just don't want to bring up any old shit. So they had a falling out. And so it was just him with this website. He didn't feel like dealing with it anymore. And I don't blame him, you know. So he sold all of the images to either RollingStone.com or MTV.com, whichever one was looking to expand their library. At least this is what I was told. This is what he told me. I don't know. I don't know if this is true or not. I haven't gone looking because, quite frankly, like I said, I don't want to stir up any old shit. And he just let the domain lapse. And for a while there, it was picked up by those, you know, those sites that just say, hey, you know, this domain is for sale. But in the meantime, here are like 89 different links that we get a little cut from each time you click on it. Yeah, so Box Online looked dead. But I'll tell you the rest in a little bit. Here's Pack of Wolves with Justice, Born of Sin. Thank you. once again is another band out of Austin, Texas. You know what? Hold on a second. Let me check to see about Destroyer of Light. Yeah, I just double checked, and Destroyer of Light is also out of Austin, Texas. So far, every band I played is from Austin, Texas. Anyway, so Box Online had been dead for years. But every now and then, I'd still check it out. I'd still go and see if it was available. And then one day, the domain was available, so I snatched it up. I got in touch with the guy who used to be my friend, and I said, hey, thinking about doing a podcast, I was wondering if you want to be part of it. Basically, what I would do is get some PodSafe heavy metal music. I send it to you. You listen to it. I listen to it, and we discuss it. Tell us what we think about it, right? And then at first, he was all for it. But then after a while, it's just like, no, I don't think so. So I decided to just do it on my own, you know. Yeah, so that's the podcast that you're listening to today. Anyway, this is the last song. It's by San Het. It's called Lion's Eye. And hold on one second. Okay, I just want to check. And this band is out of Brooklyn, New York. So there you go. I snapped the streak of Austin bands. Anyway, thank you for listening. And I will definitely be back with another episode. Because I don't usually pay that close attention to to my download numbers. I don't know, but today I decided to take a look, right? And I saw that one of the old shows had 35,000 downloads. And I was like, whoa, okay. Now the numbers are kind of outdated because I haven't updated them in a while. But still, I was like, yeah, maybe I should. Anyway, this is San Het with Lion's Eye, and I'll be back later. Thank you for listening.